And there that is. All right, podcast live audio. All right, Facebook Live video, podcast live audio, winecellarmedia.com. And things are broken, so break them.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
But I still don't have an all right. I can't just... All right. I don't have an all right to open the show. Anyways, welcome to the Wine Cellar. Obviously, we're prepared and we know what we're doing because we are fucking professionals, people. Professionals. All right, so while William is shaying around links, I have some headlines, a little bit of news. Today, in the world of responsible gun owners, an Indiana man is charged after a boy finds and fires a gun inside of an IKEA. In Fishers, Indiana, a suburban Indianapolis man was accused of dropping a loaded handgun in an IKEA store that was then found and fired by a child. Francis T. Wright of Canby was charged with one count of criminal recklessness committed with a deadly weapon. He faces a July 11th hearing. They say that he dropped the weapon out of his pants pocket because good gun owners keep guns just in their pants pocket that will fall out when you sit on a sofa. A six-year-old boy fired the gun and found the gun, fired it, but nobody was injured. Well... Also, IKEA would like to remind everybody that they have a no weapons policy in their store. Good to know responsible gun owners are doing their thing. A Japanese blogger was stabbed to death, allegedly by an online harasser with a grudge, Sunday night. I'm going to try to say it. Kenichiro Okamoto held a seminar about writing on the internet. During the event, he offered tips on how to get traffic as well as how to deal with blog trouble. After the seminar, he went to use the bathroom and was stabbed to death by an assailant. The 42-year-old man, Hidemitsu Matsumoto, later turned himself in, saying he held a grudge against Okamoto because of their online exchanges and decided to kill him. Prior to the arrest, Okamoto posted that he planned to surrender and take responsibility for the crime. He had often clashed with Okamoto online and had 216 aliases he harassed him with. Okay. All right. So I guess the moral of the story here is sometimes trolls aren't just trolls and sometimes you can't just ignore them. Sometimes they're real life people with really bad, malicious, real life intentions. So, you know, maybe stop telling people, like, just get over it, it's the internet. They might come and stab you in a conference hall, in a bathroom. You never know. Let's see. This is, I think, is a New York story. Hashtag good cops. NYPD officer Sasha Cordoba, age 35, is thrown in jail for 2 months, only 2 months, after copping Wednesday to a perjury charge and an official misconduct charge for lying about a gun bust in Washington Heights. Cordoba falsely claimed she saw a 38-year-old suspect threaten another man with a gun. In reality, she admitted they got the tip from an informant that the person that they ended up shooting had a firearm in a nearby apartment, and they entered without a warrant to seize it. Cordoba lied to prosecutors and in official documents before a grand jury, admitted this to Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Melissa Jackson Wednesday. Jackson only sentenced her to 60 days behind bars in exchange for her guilty plea. Cordoba was immediately taken into custody and hauled off. Huh. Oh, and she might not get fired because it wasn't a felony, it was a misdemeanor, I guess? All right. That's good. You know, they investigated themselves and found out that they did nothing wrong. That's excellent. And what is being called a major victory for the only school in the country that uses electric shocks on disabled students. That doesn't sound good. A Bristol County probate and family court judge has sided with the Judge Rotenberg Center in Canton, allowing the school to continue administering electric skin shocks. The administration tried to put a stop to the practice, which is known as aversive treatment, in 2013, months after a video surfaced of 18-year-old Andre McCollins receiving dozens of electric skin shocks at the center. But the judge denied the motion. Catherine Field is her name. Denied the motion, saying that they needed more evidence. The state failed to demonstrate there is a professional consensus that aversive treatment does not conform to accepted standards of treating individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So basically the judge said there's not enough proof that enough professionals think it's bad to shock disabled children. Therefore, shock the disabled children. All right. At the center, there are 58 students who have been approved to receive electric skin shocks as of August 2017. Okay, well, don't leave your kids there. Yeah. Also today, in what's going to be a good cop story tomorrow, feds have begun removing protesters in Portland. There's a huge Occupy ICE protest happening right now, and police and ICE officials have showed up masked up and in riot gear. They are removing protesters and carrying batons. So I think we know what's going to happen here. Once we get the name and link to the bail fund, we will post it. Yeah. All right, what else do I have in here? Oh, this is a hilarious story. I'm going to save that one for William because it's a Florida man story. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's all William. Oh, and then we have the Ohio bill. Oh, you know what? There's a story from yesterday that I didn't have time to get to. Let me pull that up real quick. This was in Abu Dhabi. I think we mentioned this was a sex worker rights story. A man allegedly murdered five people in a massage parlor in Abu Dhabi after he came to know that another man, this is actually the Khalij Times news source, after finding out that a man had paid for sex with his girlfriend, an Abu Dhabi court has heard. After stabbing that man to death who had sex with his girlfriend, the defendant went on to allegedly attack and murder four other women at the parlor. As you can guess, this was a sex worker situation. This was a massage parlor where sexual services were being offered to clients. The parlor was in an industrial area reportedly being used as a, quote, prostitution den by the defendant and eight others, and the incident took place earlier this year. The court heard the first instance of the Bangladeshi man using a kitchen knife to murder the victim after coming to know he was having sex with his lover. Eight other men who knew about the murder but protected their friend by not reporting him were also charged in the case. So imagine that. A guy finds out that his girlfriend is a sex worker, kills her most recent client, kills her co-workers, and his friends are like, nah, we'll help you cover that shit up, B. You know, yeah. Patriarchy. It's fucking amazing. Official courts stated that the Bangladeshi man entered the massage parlor and found the Asian victim. As his girlfriend was in another room with four other women, the man asked the victim if he was having sex with his girlfriend. When he said yes, the defendant stabbed him several times until he died. After that, the defendant went on to attack four other women. He went on to attack four other women because they had let his girlfriend have sex with other men. What the fuck were they supposed to do? First of all, they're all working. Secondly, you can't tell somebody, you can't have sex with them. You can't stop. Autonomy. Fucking autonomy. It's a thing. All right. Yeah, I think that's that whole story. So that's what's going on with sex workers. That's what happens. And this is why you should never out a sex worker without explicit permission, because you can get them killed or get their coworkers killed or get their place of business shut down. So that's what's happening there.
All right.
Yeah.
You're in there?
I'm in there.
And coming up this Sunday, I should be recording with the folks over there at, I think it's called Mocha Minutes with Stephanie Sunshine, also a Williams.
Williams.
But, with Stephanie Sunshine at Mocha Minutes, recapping the entire season, potentially with a panel of RuPaul's Drag Race this most recent season that aired 2018, recorded 2017. And that should be a fair deal. And this episode is another one of those conspiracy episodes where I didn't have time to make an event, so I couldn't make the event and then just invite everybody from a group on it, which means I'm secretly trying to keep people out of it. I don't know if you folks knew that. That's kind of thing I do. I'm very conspiratorial like that. There's Dora Loco over in the joint. There's Trey Ray. There's Rachel Loco. There's Lusa Fera up in the joint. All right. I think I want to get goofy first. I don't know why. Typically, I want to, because, I mean, you see the episode. The episode title is The Man Who Hates Trans Children. Yes. And we're going to get to Thomas Brinkman. All right. Don't doubt that. We'll get to Thomas Brinkman. But right now, I think it's time for a little white-on-white crime. A little undue. A little late in the game white-on-white crime.
What?
I mean, it's supposed to be white-on-white crime. That's supposed to be, around there on Wednesday. But we haven't been keeping up with our days much good. But, man, don't you look silly like that there. And this one came from them niggas over at Redneck Revolt. I'm fairly flippant with my N-wordery. So them niggas over at...
N-wordery, alright.
Embroidery, N-wordery. Alright. Now, I don't typically frack with the Raw story. But they did their thing. Typically, I'll go with the Raw story so I can find where they link to the actual journalist. It's kind of like the same thing with TheRoot.com. Mm-hmm. Fuck The Root. Them niggas, they're corny. You know, I go to the actual journalist link. Alright, so it's neo-Nazi time. Okay? So what some folks might refer to as a prominent white national fire involved in a salacious affair with another white. The cats are out there doing stuff. No! Jamal.
Jamal's in the bedroom.
Yeah, Jamal's not as bad as the kid. No, whichever bad Killmonger. Killmonger is a bad kid. Oh my god, as far as the cats go.
Well, you did name him fucking Killmonger.
I fucking named him Killmonger. God damn. And light-skinned Killmonger's the good one. It's the worst irony of all times.
You mean Mace?
Yes, you renamed him Maze. You like Karn? What's your deal?
Mace, Windu. Star Wars.
Yeah, I like Inspector Gadget too. It's all fun. So, fucking... So, this white national fire was doing the nasty, dirty sex with another white national fire's wife.
Oh.
And is out of jail and quitting politics. That's right, they were doing nasty fornication.
Mm.
He would, smack my butt cheeks with a fly swatter. Not that one, the one you just used a couple minutes ago. I want it to be juicy.
Ew.
I want to feel the wings still flapping. It didn't die on.
That is disgusting.
It's a perforated fly swatter. You just kind of crushed his head a little bit. I just want to feel the wings.
That's disgusting.
Flapping up against my
you
booty
have
hairs.
Problems.
What? A white man can't enjoy fly wings flapping on his booty hairs? That's why the white man doesn't have rights. These are the facts.
What?
These are the facts, people. See, Dora Loco gets it, light-skinned Killmonger. Jan Loco understands. Does everybody else agree that the white man deserves to feel the wings of a housefly flapping on his booty hairs?
Y'all niggas better say no. Do not condone this foolishness.
Trey Ray's on. Trey Ray is with it. Hey.
Y'all niggas.
His name is Matthew Heimbach. And he led a neo-Nazi group called the Traditionalist Workers' Party until this past March, when he got himself arrested for a domestic disturbance involving his wife, his stepfather-in-law, his stepfather-in-law's wife. Heimbach cuckolded his stepfather-in-law.
Oh Matthew, my god, they're cucks for real.
Matthew Perrott, P-A-R-R-O-T-T. Who later confronted him at a trailer The fact that we're laughing at this, we can admit that we're classist, and we're going to work that out on our own with our beverage of choice. Okay? We're all going to do that. Let's fucking...
Yeah, we're going to work it out with some $10 champagne.
Hey, group therapy, introvert way.
I'm going to be classist with my $10 champagne. It's not even because it's the class. It's just because it's like literally every fucking stereotype. Every single one.
Yeah, the last word of the paragraph didn't have to be trailer. That wasn't nice.
It did. It had to give you the full context. It's like some weird incestual. There's cucks happening. It's in a trailer. It's domestically violent. Like, every stereotype.
Mr. Perot told the police. Keep in mind, Perot is the stepfather-in-law. All right? There's a lot of titles here. A lot of very prestigious family. This is the royal family. You understand that. Perot told police that Mr. Heimbach choked him out after he confronted him over the affair. Quote, he grabbed and injured my hand and I poked his chest, and then he choked me out with his arm, and then he chased me to my home and did it again. If you were legitimately choked out, what was you doing up running? we need to all agree on how to use what words.
Get you a white supremacist who can do both.
Get you, man.
It's because he was surrounded by white people and there weren't any Negroes to breathe up his air. He could get up quicker. Shut the fuck up.
That's right. When the white man has pure air, he's the real Usain Bolt.
They don't need fast twitch muscles. They just need air. Yes.
Trey Ray talking about stereotypes. We are not talking about stereotypes. We are being very even-handed right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What? After the police fellers arrived, Mr. Heimbach... Are you ready for this sentence?
Yes.
Keep in mind the first words of the sentence are after the police arrived.
Yes.
After the police arrived, Heimbach beat up his own wife in front of the couple's two young sons.
What?
This is
what?
After the police. Like, the police are
wait,
there.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. Like,
okay. So.
You're being gaslit by logic.
The guy slept with his stepfather's wife.
Hell yeah, man.
And then choked out his stepfather.
Why not?
Twice.
Sure.
Somehow. At the trailer.
It's fun.
And then, no, actually choked him out. Chased him from the trailer. Choked him out again. Then they called the cops. And then the cops showed up. And then the stepfather beat up the wife?
Well, he wanted to show the cops.
In the Jerry Springer is happening?
He did the opposite version of that Brantley Gilbert song. That read me my rights, put me in cuffs. You realize that song is about stopping men from hitting women, sir. Sir.
I don't know what's happening.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. He said, how you beat your wife for, man, there's a crack in the screen because boys exist. He said, how do you beat your wife after the people come for your ass? You know that's a brother right there. He called the police the people. I like that kind of talk. Now, Perot, for his part, has given up on the neo-Nazi group. Quote, I've decisively failed at my original mission, which was to be a voice for the working class white folks, and ended up in the middle of the most humiliating white trash spectacle of the year. I could not have possibly done a worse job with my original plan, and I give up. Man, that's not the funnest thing.
I feel like I should have been wearing a dashiki for that.
Oh, there's fucking six right there you can choose from. Shit is ridiculable. Well, fucking stretch them out. I don't think they stretch.
They don't stretch.
Milo Yiannopoulos is, it's that that corny shit he does where they're basically whack-ass comedians, is all these fuckers are. And he's basically, whenever a journalist asks him about some shit, he just says he hopes that vigilantes start shooting all the journalists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, like, typical Milo. Like, really.
He's a dork. He's such a fucking dweeb. All right. Let's go over here.
Yes.
A judge. And this is a...
Oh, I just did that one.
Wait, in the headlines?
Yeah.
In WCVB5, a subsidiary of the ABC network. All right, the judge sides with a school that uses electrified shocks on its students. Can you dig it?
Five investigates a major victory for the only school in the country that uses painful electric shocks on its disabled students.
That's right. Mike Bonet has been covering this controversy for years. He's here with details about a new court decision in this. Mike.
Yeah, Ben, a Bristol County judge has sided with the Judge Rotenberg Center in Canton, allowing the school to continue using electric shocks on its students. And tonight, a parents group at the school is welcoming that decision, saying the state tried unsuccessfully to discredit the school.
I don't have freedom unless you can electrify my kid.
It's like...
What? Tell you, white parents do not give a fuck about white children.
Well, I mean, also, these are disabled kids, so they really don't.
Oh, say word.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? I didn't even know this was an ableism story.
Yeah. Because their whole thing is like, that's the only way you can stop them from doing what you don't want them to do. It's kind of like when you put like a shock collar on a dog so it doesn't bark. That's what they're doing to their kids.
Jesus fuck. All right. Fucking sick. They called it a victory for the school.
Yeah.
The school education won this time, folks. Electrify disabled children. We win.
Yes.
Welcome to it. But Donald Trump is the problem.
He is the problem. Yeah. The school didn't open until he won the election.
Everything wrong with McMurrica started with Donald Trump.
It did.
All the problems.
Like, the KKK didn't even exist until last year.
I mean, if niggas even want to keep it partisan, like, I was born with Reaganomics in the air. You were, too.
Yeah.
That nigga got in 1980, Father Muckers. All right? Let's get down. Let's see these fuckers here.
You're in the wrong directions to take your jacket off.
Okay, that's footage from the school. So you're not following directions to take your jacket off, and then what happens? Holy fuck! They're like, this motherfucker, like, has his fucking left hand holding the kid, like, I don't know if that's upper back or back of the neck. And then he has his fucking right hand with, like, a taser to the upper chest or, like, the front of the throat section. I'm not very medical-fied with my terminologies. Holy shit.
Controversial treatment will continue at the Judge Rotenberg Center.
There's, like, four people holding the kid down.
Like, a group came up. Like, are these all people that just couldn't pass police academy?
That's kind of what it fucking looks like.
Jesus balls.
In Canton, at least for now. In 2013, soon after this video became public, former Governor Deval Patrick's administration tried to put a stop to this practice known as an aversive treatment.
I just want to note that because we don't have Wine Cellar video up with this, that was a black man that was that they showed.
Yes.
So, you get black people in office and they'll let us do whatever we want to do that's good.
But a judge...
And this is a black man trying to save white children. White people won't even let black people save white children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just denied the motion, saying the state failed to demonstrate that there is now a professional consensus that the level 3 aversive treatment used at JRC does not conform to the accepted standard of care for treating individuals with intellectual and developmental disability.
Professionals, they don't dig it.
But this, peep how they start out the story, though. This is the only school in the country that does it. If this was such a popular treatment, why is this the only school that does it? There are thousands of countries or schools in the country for disabled children. Why is this the only one who engages in this treatment if this is a normal standard of behavior? It's fucking horrible.
Folks, what would Emperor William do?
We know what you would do, nigga.
Fucking hold those adults down and shock them to death.
fucking use my crescent wrench.
Crescent wrench?
Yeah, crescent wrench. Fucking put that shit on the fucking, on the flappy back of skin of the back of their neck. Squeeze that shit down. That's how I'm gonna hold them.
Okay.
And shock them to fucking death.
Obviously, it's controversial.
Governor Baker's Health and Human Service.
Hey, obviously, it's controversial. Hey, everybody has opinions are like assholes, and well, we're like opinions in that sense.
To Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says the state must now decide whether to appeal.
Do you think they should be continuing to use them?
So what we know is that the use of positive reinforcement.
My nigga, that was a yes or no question like a motherfucker. Let's get out of head start. Let's get out of running start. This is the motherfucker. I hope there's not black children in there. This is the face of the white woman putting your
Actually,
ass
Actually, I was scared that the one that they were shocking was a black kid because that child's name is Andre, I believe.
The face looked pretty pale.
Okay.
Yeah, look pretty pale. Might be light-skinned-ified, though. And which, to some of these niggas, that's not black, so neither is Obama. All right, here we go.
Think they should be continuing to use them?
So what we know is that the use of positive reinforcement is generally accepted practice for a very small number of individuals with very extreme behaviors.
Now, she said extreme behaviors, but the kid didn't take off their goddamn coat. They weren't fucking running through the hall with scissors stabbing people. They didn't take off their coat. That is an extreme behavior that warrants being shocked, like with a fucking cattle prod or whatever the fuck they're using.
Now, everybody paying attention. You see how Bernie bros do misinformation. Because this Bernie bro just said take off their coat when they clearly said take off your jacket.
Mm.
See? You can't trust these fucking Bernie bros, brother.
Right, right.
Because they're working with Trump, too. It's plausible. All right.
The Baker administration more open to this than the Patrick administration's
going to be? It's not about whether we're more open or not. What is important is that the Commonwealth, when there is a consent decree, that we ensure we do everything possible, right, to comply with a court order.
This is why we have a trigger warning at the beginning of the program. So I'm listening to this motherfucker talk, and I'm looking at her goddamn face. That's the nun that turns her back and faces the wall while the fucking priest rapes the child.
Yeah.
That's who the fuck she is.
Speaking of which, a bunch of bishops just retired over another sex scandal in the church.
They just retired to get into their pension, huh?
Probably so.
Hey, get that Jesus pension. Hey, if you're Catholic and you go to the Catholic Church, how do you feel about the fact that you're funding that? Nah, fuck, how do you feel? What do you think about the fact that you're funding that? Like, you like that you get up, you go to work, you bust your fucking keister, you go in there on Sunday, they tap your forehead, give you a little grape juice.
They give you wine.
Welch's wine.
They give you good shit, actually, at church.
All the Catholic churches?
Yeah.
All the single churches?
All the single churches.
All right. But what do you think about the fact that you're funding Zot?
Oh, don't worry. They already have a built-in excuse.
What is it?
Oh, that it's okay because you went in with good intentions and it's not your fault that the priest or bishop or cardinal, whoever, is a fucking... either a pedophile who rapes children or somebody who condones raping children because you had good intentions, so it really doesn't matter because you did your job. They just didn't do theirs.
All right. Emperor William got something for you and the priest. Finish up this news clip.
Earlier this month, protesters gathered outside the Judge Rotenberg Center, where nearly 60 students are approved to receive electric skin shocks. They're calling on the Food and Drug Administration to act on its 2016 proposal to ban the electric shock devices.
Absolutely, this is torture.
The FDA says it's reviewing comments on the proposed ban.
Dan, that's all the words the protesters got to say. Absolutely, this is four words. They didn't even get a whole hand of fingers worth of words.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And that decision could still put an end to the electric shocks. As for the Massachusetts ruling, we should know in the next 30 days whether the state will appeal the judge's decision. Mike Baudette, 5 Investigates.
I can't imagine shocking a child like that and listening to them scream because they didn't take a fucking coat off.
Jacket.
The level of sadism is not in me, man. Oh, there's comments happening.
Oh, shit. How many comments are running up in the joint? There's Theo Loco from the Twitters to the Facebooks. Doobie doop doop. Yo, there's J-May said, love y'all knuckles. That's how J-May talks. Doobie-doop-doop-doop. What in the Jerry Springer is happening? Talking about the white supremacists just having a good old time. And Theo, how is this not considered child abuse? The fuck is going on? I tell you, I've said a long time ago, way back, before I even met Phoenix Kaleeter, and these aren't even rural white people, right? This is probably like a regular-sized town.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, rural white people shouldn't be allowed to be rural anymore. I said on a very old episode of a show I used to do called Queen's English. Theo also said, that should have been a straight no answer, shaking my fuckin' head. Rebecca Loco up in a joint said, oh, it's just extreme behavior. Uh-huh. And Jan Loco said, the same people are against abortion because beating heart.
Yeah.
Well, they're beating heart liberals, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Indeedly do, neighbor. All right, now, I wish I had more time for more show prep on this, but this is the one that I titled it for. An Ohio bill would charge therapists with a felony if they don't out trans kids to their parents. And the link to this website, I want to find out how I can, if these folks have privately owned social media network pages of some sort. Mm-hmm. The website is called them.us. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like for trans, non-binary niggas and the whole shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And we link to them from our website. So if you're on our shit, you can link to these folks over at them and see what they're doing, cracking over there. So they have an Ohio bill that would charge therapists with a felony if they don't out their trans kids to their parents. All right, now I have the glaucoma, so I gotta blow this the hell on up here. I'll tell you what. All right, now, what the hell done gone? Oh, it's a privacy cookie agreement. All right, so a bill introduced in May by two McPublican legislators in Ohio aims to tighten parental control over transgender children and teens who seek mental health and medical care, even if the kids suffer as a result. The Ohio House Bill 658 would turn school employees, psychologists, and social workers into spies of a sort. The legislation mandates that they disclose to parents if a minor approaches them with questions about gender identity or seeks mental health care for gender dysphoria, and if they don't inform the child's parents regardless of concern for the safety or well-being of the child, they would face felony charges. Now, this is a quote, doop-a-doop-doop-doop, from within the 8th House Bill 658. The quote is, no government agent or entity shall purposely or knowingly authorize or provide gender dysphoria treatment for a child without the written informed consent of each of the child's parents and the child's guardian or custodian, as required in section 2131.144 of the revised code. A violation of this section is gender dysphoria treatment without parental consent, a felony of the fourth degree. Now, I ain't no law talking feller, but I assume that would probably give you some sort of criminal record.
A criminal record and at least 1 year in a prison, not a jail.
In which, sadly enough, we'll be covering your story in our rape culture segments.
Right.
Representative Thomas Brinkman, the legislation's primary sponsor, told Ohio's news outlet WKSU, and there's a link to that through the them.us website, that the bill was inspired by a single court case in which a Cincinnati juvenile court judge gave custody of a 17-year-old trans boy over to his grandparents because his parents refused to support his gender identity and tried to place him in Mike Pence therapy. Conversion.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Upchurch, which is quite the name to have, Aaron Upchurch, that's her name. executive director of the Kaleidoscope Youth Center in Columbus, says the LGBTQ plus youth that access Kaleidoscope's services could be harmed by the prospective law.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, just the... they're not wrong, but just the way it's written, it's like, so now let's get to the other side. This could potentially harm trans children. Nigga, the case it was based on was they tried to force their child into conversion therapy against their will. No fucking shit, it's gonna hurt these kids. What the fuck? Like, this isn't a, maybe it'll be a bad thing. It's like, nigga, this is fucking terrible.
And we'll see how well being civil works out. This is a quote from Aaron Upchurch. Every medical and psychological association agrees that transition-related care is medically necessary, making sure that this stays between doctors and patients and isn't a one-size-fits-all situation is really important, end quote. Kaleidoscope is home to the Ohio GSA network of student, GSA is Gender and Sexuality Alliance, and it's like student clubs, and it serves LGBTQ plus youth between the ages of 12 and 20. 80% of those kids cite isolation and loneliness as the primary reason for visiting the center. See, like, I wonder if, like, if you get in, like, one of those big brother, big sister, big non-binary niggas programs, like, if you could request, like, you know, hey, any fucking, you know, gay trans kids lost out there, but then you fuck around and it'd be a conservative motherfucker that you're asking,
right?
And then they fucking call their Congress critter and say, can this be a bill passed because I think they want to rape the kids or some shit,
right?
Yeah.
So in the comments, Theo said, so no HIPAA laws for trans kids? Apparently not.
Kelly Bundy effect on me.
HIPAA is like a series of patient privacy protections that you have to sign waivers so that your doctors can share information with other people about your medical conditions. If you don't sign it, they're not supposed to share it.
Nah, in America, we have freedom.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has freedom. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're not smart enough or intelligent enough. You don't function well enough to sign that paper. But you can definitely operate any size vehicle on the road.
Yes.
50 miles an hour, 60, 70 some places. You're yes. perfectly fine doing that, but you can't sign that piece of paper.
No.
Hell no.
No.
But hey, boy, get in there. Don't worry. You got affluenza. Go crash that fucker. Take some fools out. I tell you what. All right, let's take a look over here with these fellas, man. I tell you what. Off of them.us, they continue. And this is another quote from Aaron Upchurch. There's a middle ground where maybe the parents support pronoun use or affirming names, but they don't support medical care. There's a spectrum, and most of our families fall sort of in the middle. Recklessly civil. Yeah. As Brandon that fucks with that nigga Benjamin Dixon said one time. Recklessly civil. Being alienated from family members can make an already difficult situation much worse for trans youth in Ohio. The state has no laws protecting trans people from discrimination, and in a July 2017 video produced by the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, trans adults from the state shared their experiences of housing and employment discrimination. And the national landscape is similar. According to the 2015 U.S. Transgender Survey, 19% of trans adults report having been fired, denied a promotion, or not being hired for a job because of their gender identity or expression. And I'll go ahead and drop the link to this in the comment section of the Facebooz Live video.
Yes.
And I will tell you what. Now, who was that feller? What was his father mucking name? Thomas Brinkman Jr. And I went to a little website because Bernie bros are uninformed and we don't really know much about things, and we ought to learn more. But one of those websites, Vote Smart, and their tagline is Facts Matter.
Yes.
And of course, because they're trying to do the right thing, up at the top in red, they have please help us donate, and open that in another link to see what I can do when I get the no overtime check tomorrow.
Yay!
Gee willikers. So it's got some of his votes. Thomas Brinkman voted nay on the passage of House Bill that amends payday lending regulations.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Oh, and something else about him, when you type his name in your Yahoo search, it'll have like a couple of sentences or a sentence and a half from the website that you're seeing a link from, mm-hmm. and it said he immediately got the nickname as Mr. No or Dr. No.
Okay, well, he also kind of looks like Dr. No with hair, so...
Yeah. Now, he also voted nay on a House Bill 456, and it prohibits required overtime for nurses. Which, again, like, I wish they would just use regular folk language. Yeah, but wait, that's, prohibits required overtime for nurses. Like, that's like one way or the other, right? Like,
yeah.
Prohibit required overtime. Right, required, like how I have to work Saturday.
Right. Which, they do that, I think, with certain medical professions just because they don't want them doing the mandatory overtime because then you might not necessarily be as alert as you need to be, which can be very bad in certain situations.
All right, so he was on the right side of that one.
Yeah, probably because... Probably not for the right reason, though.
Just didn't want him to have overtime. Look, when they get paid the same wage for all of the hours, then it's a fair deal. He voted yeah, so he's not really Dr. No on House Bill 430, authorizing tax exemptions for oil and gas producers. And he was rated 0% by Ohio Education Association.
Jesus Christ, zero.
Zero.
Zero, all right.
That's nothing. Nothing. Like, his rating with education is basically atheist. It's fucking nothing. Juxtaposition. Rated 93% by National Rifle Association.
Wow.
Thomas Brinkman, the man who hates trans children, this motherfucker, he voted to authorize discharging fireworks in Ohio. I didn't know that was unauthorized.
Maybe it, like, certain types.
Yeah, maybe some shit like that. Like, I remember in Tacoma in 1999, the police fellas rolled by and they were like, y'all got a fireman's permit? Well, then you can't go popping off them sparkle fires. And they made us stop. So then all that money on fireworks that they spent was just like, well, to put it in the garbage. Get it wet first. Hey, authorizes certain medical professionals to carry firearms while on duty.
What the fuck, man?
House Bill 79.
And that's why he has a 93% rating with the NRA.
There you go. The man who hates trans children, Thomas Brinkman in Ohio. He was rated 76% by the American Conservative Union.
Jesus Christ, if he's only a 76, I hate to see what a 93 there looks like.
The 93 is the one that voted for the nurses to have firearms if they're going to do overtime.
Probably.
Shit. He voted yeah, and amends eligibility for workers' compensation benefits. Wait, amends? House Bill 27. Should we open that in another link? In another tab. I ain't got so many tabs open. I have a lot of tabs open. Miss Man. Alright, let's see. So, highlights. It amends compensation benefits for permanently disabled employees, families of workers killed on the job, and occupational injuries, section 101.01 of the bill. It prohibits undocumented workers from receiving compensation for occupational injuries unless they can prove their employer knew when hiring them that they were not authorized to work in the United States. So your employer can go to jail or you can get no money.
Mm-hmm.
Authorize pension and workers' compensation benefits for firefighters with cancer if the disease is a result of their job.
Of course he did. Of course.
Requires workers to submit claims within 1 year after an occupational injury. And that occurs in also section 101.01.
That's kind of shitty. Like with the 1 year thing?
Well, that's why he only got 73%. He should have made it 1 day. 1 hour, nigga. Oh, you got a concussion and got knocked out. Better get up before an hour passes. And watch, it could be like 59 minutes and 58 seconds. And somebody will lie. Oh, my watch broke. Oh, shit.
It's been an hour. Yes.
Oh, dirty motherfuckers, man. Let's take a look at the archived chat space. Yeah, if niggas forget that we're a bit of a populist program.
A little bit.
Nigga said conversion therapy should be a felony.
Yes.
And what the Rachel Loco said, Theo, I was thinking the same thing. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, see, niggas in the chat space start talking to each other. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It is fun. Rachel Loco said, I work in a medical office. I can't even acknowledge someone exists to their family member without a release of information being signed.
Yep.
Oh, like a professional and shit.
Mm-hmm.
In order to comply with HIPAA. And what did that say? Dora Loco said, don't forget your gun, doc. That's right.
Shit.
Stethoscope. Sponge. 45 caliber.
Oh, just man. Waiting for doctors to have guns in one of those to accidentally go off in surgery.
Yeah, and they'll be like, what? I was just trying to open up another hole. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going right. What if they accidentally leave the gun in the patient?
Oh,
like a little 22 and one of the little two-shot pistols?
Just like a bullet.
Accidentally leave a bullet in the patient. That would be outstanding. Be amazing. Let's see. So that is a Thomas Brinkman, the man who hates trans children. Come with me and you'll be in a world of debt-free education. Federal officers in riot gear moved into a protest to siege the ICE headquarters in the Southwest Portland. 5:30 a.m. this morning, Thursday, June 28th, 2018, off of KGW8, subsidiary of NBC Local E.
Yes.
Let's see what the hell them fellas is doing.
How would you feel if somebody took your kids?
These protesters got their message across.
And Phoenix with the immediate.
Feel if somebody took your kids.
This immediate. They don't care. They don't give a shit. And that's a protester talking.
How would you feel if somebody took your kids?
These protesters got their message across. Not happy with federal officers who came in and dismantled their demonstration.
It's really a shame what they're putting us through, all for helping people. It's becoming a crime to help a human being. It's sick.
For about 11 days now, protesters have camped at the entrance to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility at Portland's South Waterfront.
We want ICE to stop operating in the state of Oregon entirely.
Federal officers have handed out flyers telling people they were breaking the law, obstructing the entrance to a federal building.
Today, on the fourth day of those notifications, is when we came in and said, okay, it's time to go. We gave them some firm warnings over loudspeakers, giving the opportunity to step away from the facility and move back.
While 9 people have been arrested, federal...
Oppressors all make the same face.
I like how he's like all professional. We gave them some time so they could step back from the facility. Meanwhile, fucking behind where people fucking sniper rifles and like a goddamn tank and all fucking like with the fucking riot gear and the shields and masked up and shit. Like, he makes it sound like nonchalant. Like, yeah, we just kind of strolled up, had a donut, had some coffee. We're like, yeah, just, you know, you got like 10 minutes, guys. Wrap it up, okay?
Yeah, we want to take you guys out to play some volleyball.
We just all want to go out for ice cream together. It's a great fucking photo op.
Ice cream and sherbet if you prefer that. And it's actually vegan friendly ice cream. We understand that we're in gentrified Portland, so we know what you guys are into. Little fro-yo, if you will.
Police haven't been engaging with protesters, and they're not doing much to the camp that has popped up
every
alongside the ICE facility.
Every goddamn time it's black cops in the frame. Every fucking time, you coon-ass motherfuckers.
And one of them's chewing gum, which makes me dislike him more for some reason. I don't know why.
Because he's that nonchalant, knowing he's about to go crack somebody's fucking face open.
Yeah, and sitting there complaining in his head, like, I told him I didn't want fucking spearmint. This is the most boring flavor gum ever. Ugh. My God.
Well, at least I'm getting paid overtime for this.
Oh, fuck that fucking guy. Emperor William got something for black cops.
They say that's because it's on public and private land. They're here to secure the federal building.
They put up this line and said, if you touch it, if you cross it, you will be arrested.
And while most of these protesters aren't crossing the police tape, they say they're staying put.
The camp is standing. We are here. We are not going anywhere.
People prioritize their hair. They prioritize their nails. Well, we choose to prioritize human life.
So back out here live.
Clubs out. You see that shit?
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. They got big-ass yellow clubs?
Yeah, they're like fucking like baseball bats or some shit. Like,
shit.
Yeah.
I dropped a link to this in the Facebook Live comment section. Also, it's on the whysolomedia.com. You can go there. You can check out this video.
Well, some people weren't expecting federal officers to move in this morning. Others say officers were playing loud rock music all night, so they felt something might happen. Protesters also tell me they spotted Portland police out here as well. I can say I did see one.
Yo, how come they have the new People of Color pride flag and it says abolish ICE? Mm-hmm. They got the pride flag with the brown and the black over it. God damn. All right, yeah, I make fun of them, but that's the thing. They're more progressive than some of the people that would side with me to kind of clown them a bit on their little gentrifying shit and their little fro-yo and their vegan-friendly oxygen or whatever the fuck it is.
Vegan-friendly oxygen.
Yeah, I don't know. Free-range farts. Whatever they fucking like. But yeah, man, but nigga, I see that flag, nigga.
Portland police car blocking off a road down here. Of course, that made some down here angry because Mayor Ted Wheeler previously said he didn't want Portland police getting involved, but a federal protective...
And this white nigga's holding up that flag.
Yep.
God damn. God damn. I don't want to go to Portland, though, because I know that as soon as I get there, they're going to say something. They're going to be like, you want to come to my yoga class? Oh, shit. Emperor William got something for you, too.
Because they invited you to yoga, you
yes.
asshole.
Yeah, because Gusty Renegade's going to be there.
If they were in the same yoga class as Gusty Renegade, they're not about to invite another nigga. Like, they've had enough of black people if they're in his yoga class. Oh,
God, he makes more racists.
Service spokesperson says what happened this morning was a federal operation not involving Portland police. The building is expected to fully open by next week, but as you heard protesters say, they are in this for the long haul.
Well, what up?
They said it was a federal thing and not local police, but wasn't that a local police car behind them?
Don't worry about that. He was just trying to get some overtime, too. He's not actually doing anything.
Oh, he's just sitting in the car?
Yeah, he's just on the clock. He's just like, I'm about to go to movie night. I'm not really doing stuff. I almost clicked on the link to our live video that's happening right now. Like, oh, what's that story?
You should not do that.
Now, there's definitely something we have to do before it ends. Oh. And I embedded a link to someone's Facebook post in this episode post on the website. Check that out. It is a now I know folks with their identity politics, so she is a black woman, therefore you have to listen to her, just like with Nina Turner. So go check that out from Vernielli Randall.
Yes.
At the embedded post and what she has to say about this SCOTUS business goings on. All right, so let's go to Florida.
Oh, okay, you got that one. I was like, wait, don't you have the...
Oh, you don't recognize his screenshot yet. That's because they all look the same after a while.
Wow.
They do blend.
Wow.
They do blend, Miss Ma'am.
Sir.
St. Petersburg police arrested a man who they say broke into a couple's home and stole bottles of booze.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's a misleading sentence. I read the rest of the story.
Well, I mean, because you could steal bottles of booze anywhere in the country. This is a Florida story.
This is why you can't just read the headlines, because then you end up like a Bernie bro. I don't know. The man, is that the cat out there? Is he like growling with some bass in his voice or meowing with some bass in
that? Yeah. Oh, it's no. The guy upstairs.
No, yeah, that's the upstairs neighbor practicing on the trumpet. I can dig it. They listen to us scream on the podcast. We listen to them practice on their trumpet. So the man was found half-dressed. He's probably doing a little fly swatter action himself.
Okay, all right. We've made it south of the Mason-Dixon line, but we're not quite to Florida yet.
I like that. That's like a sentence and a half. Broke into a house, stole 2 bottles of booze, and was found half-dressed in their backyard. The sentence isn't over yet. Leaving behind empty bottles of wine and beer. Now, here is a quote from Jim Lawrence, a homeowner. He drank a full bottle of champagne, a full bottle of wine, 3 beers.
I wonder if they had bougie champagne.
That might be why he's mad. Like, if you drink my shit, I'm really just mad because I have to go back to the store. Like, fucker, I already made that trip, damn it.
Nigga, it's across the street.
Yeah. But, like, through the yard across the street.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, you didn't think about that. And I have to pass by a double corporate parking lot. McDonald's/BP. That's what I see outside my window, folks. I see a lot of life because there's a gas station / McDonald's like right outside my porch that is at a lower topography type of elevation from me. So when I'm cooling out on the porch, that's what I'm looking down at. And it's interesting just to stare at that.
It's just a
corner.
Busy intersection in general.
Yeah. But like a busy intersection, but not in like a famous city.
Right.
Which makes it fun. It seems like it's more alive to me. All right. So, fucking back to Florida. We're not in Bluff City right now. Police arrested the 53-year-old Breton Holden, which is quite a bougie name to be stealing booze and being found half-dressed. They arrested him
well,
for burglary.
Well, he did take the champagne.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have stole it if there wasn't no champagne. He would have been like, this is bullshit. I don't steal peasant drinks.
Bullocks.
Oh, man. All right. When officers arrived, they found him half-dressed in the backyard with a wine bottle stolen from the home. Quote from Lawrence. He was trying to get another bottle of wine open, but couldn't find a corkscrew. So he was so hammered he couldn't find the one he just used? Nigga, my nigga. Police said the subject defecated throughout the house and...
It's always a mad pooper. It's always a mad pooper.
Holy shit, but this is the Drunken Master edition.
Drunken Master mad pooper.
Oh, man, that's going to be a great fucking kung fu film.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no.
Ma'am.
Ooh, I need to show you that Mortal Kombat video, too.
It's one that they're not going to make a movie.
Right, so but they should have. Because it was like the trailer, it was like the pitch to try to get the studio to do it, and the studio turned it down. But the pitch was fucking lit, if
so
you will.
So they're going to go to more studios? Go to that nigga Michael Bay. He'll do anything. He's like, could I get some young boobies in it? Well, then it's cleared.
I mean, you've seen the outfits of the fighters, so
all right, you know what? There you have it. All right, so where am I going with this? So, he defecated throughout the house and fell asleep on the couch, which is where you should fall. Ooh, he probably didn't wipe and fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, no.
With his fucking butt cheeks half open after pooing. Just a smearing and a smudging. That's all. We don't need a lot. Just a little smudgling.
Oh, no. They have to get a new couch. Ah!
Oh, what if they have carpet?
Ah!
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Quote from Lawrence, his pants were still there. I mean, it was awful. The place was filthy, dirty. Oh, yeah. The couple said they woke up a few times in the middle of the night, but never realized someone was inside their home. You couldn't
What the fuck? Wait, how quiet of a drunk was... He got so drunk he pooped on the floor and didn't know and passed out. You didn't hear any of that noise?
And he was in the backyard. You didn't hear doors opening and closing? And if he's hammered and breaking into shit, he's probably not closing shit quietly.
He couldn't find the corkscrew.
So he was rummaging through shit.
What the fuck?
How optimistic are you? We're just like, we don't have... Oh, wait. It gets better.
Oh, all right. Oh Jesus. Florida never disappoints me.
Yeah, just as far as the logic of these people... The couple said they woke up a few times, didn't realize anyone was in their home. The couple said they left their door open so their dog could go in and out. They said they won't do that anymore.
No fucking kidding.
Worst attack dog ever of all times.
Probably like a fucking poodle. Or like a little fucking, I don't know, one of those like, you know, it has like a weird name because it's like three toy breeds combined. You know what I'm talking about?
A bourgeoisie.
Sure, yeah. A bourgeoisie, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how fucking lazy of a dog owner are you that you're like, I will risk somebody just being able to walk the fuck up in my shit by leaving the door wide ass open because I don't want to set an alarm to walk the dog at 12 a.m. and go the fuck back to bed.
Just leave the dog out all night. Just get up early.
No. White people work harder than everyone else. They can't get up early. These are the facts. I respect that. Yes. Phoenix farted. It probably didn't pick up.
I did not, actually. It's a chair.
Oh, that's a...
Fool.
That's a great line from you. I see you're learning from men. We blame the chair a lot. We've been doing that. We were blaming the chairs before we had chairs that even squeaked. We were fucking sitting on rocks and just like, earthquake? We have those a lot in Africa, right? It's earthquake. Fucking final sentences. Quote from Lawrence. That's still no invitation for any person to come into your home and do what he did.
Mostly because he pooped on the floor.
Well, I mean, fucking, the indigenous people left the shores open. That was no invitation for Europeans to come over here and do what they did. How about a little, and that, I mean, if in a very two girls, one cup sort of way, a taste of your own medicine, winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, Facebook Live, have a good one. Damn, Kristen Loco joined right at the end of the program. The archive will be available in a couple of hours in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Last.fm, you know, all them shits, everything but, who's those fuckers? Spotify. Everything but Spotify. You can catch the archive of the podcast audio, which is better audio than the Facebook Live audio. Facebook Live is kind of jankified.
Love you too, Rachel.
All right, Martha Frackers, have a good one. Bing, Facebook Live, end. Block Talk Radio must be brought to an end. End episode.
How the fuck do you sleep while some nigga downstairs breaking into your house trying to steal your alcohol, rummaging through your shit, and shitting on your floor?
All right, and that's Phoenix Kalita saying the last words and end podcast audio.